it goes like this.
I want to say thanks to each and everyone for coming out to see and hear the James Brown Show. James Brown, that's me. I want you to know, regardless of all the success and popularity, I'm still a soul brother.
This is Smelly Kelly from Red Meat, and when I'm in San Francisco, and that's all the fucking time, I listen to Radio Valencia, because they play that good root shit. God bless you. Take care. Say hello to the childrens.
If loneliness drives some girls to prostitution, it drives some men in another direction. The history of homosexuality is as long as the history of man. From the glory that once was Greece to the decadence that destroyed Rome, homosexuality has been both despised and idolized. Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, Frederick the Great, Leonardo da Vinci, and Michelangelo are but some of the names that any homosexual will point to as examples of virility and a defense of his way of life. Though nothing new, homosexuality is having an upsurge since the war. Whether it is an actual increase or merely an increased public acceptance is a point to be argued. The Mattachine Society, an organization for homosexuals, claims that one male out of six is homosexual. Homosexuals no longer hide in shadows, giving secret signals of recognition to each other. But rather they have joined together into groups or clubs in an attempt to seek freedom and acceptability for their type of sexual inclination. They can be found in all walks of life and on any street in this lonely world, forever searching for whatever it is that drives them on.
Tanny from 77 El Diora, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Wayne and Jane Hancock. You know what? When I'm in San Francisco, I listen to Radio Valencia. This is the best. Don't you ever forget it.
Hi, this is Country Joe McDonald, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
Anybody touch these fucking bags, I'll cut their fucking head off with a fucking axe. I'll fucking piss them.
Try to imagine all life as you know it stopping instantaneously and every molecule in your body exploding at the speed of light.
Total protonic reversal. Protonic reversal.
Protonic reversal.
With Conan Neutron.
If you're looking for the very best in post-punk, punk rock, and indie rock, that doesn't forget to, you know, actually rock. Tune in to Protonic Reversal every Thursday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Radio Valencia. I talk to interesting guest musicians, play rad tunes, and we have more than a few laughs.
You know, I kind of know the sound man for Rob Zombie.
We get awesome, get deep, and we never forget to raise our fists up.
That's the old standard, Am I Blue, in a brand new, up-to-date version. But people first heard it this way. The year, 1929. A song, a songwriter, and a singer.
Oh, was I gay till today? Now he's gone and we're through, am I blue?
Then, from a songwriter's inspiration, came one of 1929's biggest hit records.
Am I blue? Am I blue? Ain't these tears in these eyes telling you? Am I blue? You'd be blue if each plan with your man was built through.
Musically, a great deal has happened in three decades. Today's hit single needs a lot more. A catchy sound, a catchy rhythm, a catchy voice.
Was I gay?
Everyone making singles looks for that elusive hit sound that can bring a recording artist $50,000 for an hour's work. The arranger makes his contribution when he reaches into his bag of tricks. He thinks of instrumentation, maybe an electric organ. No, that's not right. Maybe trumpets. No, not right again. How about rock and roll? Maybe, but let's try Latin. Maybe the big band sound. However, this is a vocal single. So maybe we'd better introduce our arranger, Carl Brandt, to our vocalist, Joni Summers. Joni, meet Carl.
Hi, Carl.
Hi, Joni. Joni, have you ever sung this song before?
No, I haven't.
Well, it's a great old tune, and I think you will enjoy it. Let's see, let's try it in F, huh?
Am I blue? Am I blue? I know this is too high.
Yeah, I think you're right. Let's try it in C, huh?
Am I blue? Am I blue?
Is this key okay for you?
Fine.
Good. Well, we'll do that. Now, let's see. What about tempo? Let's try it about this tempo, huh?
Am I blue? Am I blue? Ain't these tears
in these eyes? You don't look very happy with this kind of feeling here on this thing. Maybe this is a little too swingy for this day and age with rock and roll and so on. Wait a minute. I've got an idea for an introduction. Something like this. And in the band with the saxes and vibes, it'd sound like this. I think we need a little more into this introduction than just the saxes and vibes. To add a little interest, we can use a skip beat figure in the bass, using the bass trombone and the string bass on it.
A week passes. The arrangement is finished, a part for each musician is copied, and musicians are hired, and the studio is booked. The hour for recording arrives. The arranger, hearing his work for the first time, has some new ideas. Searching for that startling something that might help make this single a hit, the conductor asks the trombones for a special effect.
Now, boys, will you try something? And, Thorny, we're going to do a... The boys are going to pop their mouthpieces with the palm of their hand. And we
never get them out of
sound. Bar 39, please.
It may take half an hour until everyone's happy with the arrangement. And then a tense young vocalist steps up to the mic.
Joni, it's your turn on mic. Let's take this whole arrangement from the top.
All right.
Okay, here we go.
So that the band won't be picked up on Joni's mic, she's placed in an isolation booth with a directional mic.
Am I blue? Am I blue?
Cut.
figure what it is?
I'm tapping my feet.
Better try it with your shoes off this time.
All right.
But that's just one of the unexpected sounds that sometimes interrupt recording sessions.
Okay, from the top again.
One, two. Am I... Bless you.
Accidental interruptions are one thing. Creative ones are another. Here, the conductor teaches Joni something about interpretation.
Was I gay?
Joni, you hear what the trumpets are doing there? Can you make your pickups, going into the change of key here, can you raise your pickups something like the trumpets are doing? Da, 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 da.
Sure.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's try it once more. Same spot. Here we go.
The producer, always searching for the right words as well as sound, has another idea.
Am I blue? You'd be too if each plan with your man done fell through.
Now let's cut. Joni, if we can change the lyrics here from if each plan with your man done fell through to if you try, but your guy won't be true. You got that straight?
Got it.
Eventually, the performance is polished to everyone's satisfaction. Now the producer, conductor, vocalist, musicians, and engineers concentrate on recording the basic master take.
B-10,998, take 8.
Am I blue? Am I blue?
Sounds like we finally have a good take. But there's one important part still to come. We've got to learn how Joni Summers becomes her own vocal trio.
Time, I was his only one.
After the session, perhaps days or weeks later, Joni's back in the recording studio. Her only accompaniment is a set of earphones through which she hears her single voice as she first recorded it with the band.
I was his only one, but now
listening to her voice track, Joni now sings a second part in harmony to her original solo.
I was his only one, but now I'm the sad and lonely one.
And now one final time through for three-part harmony.
Was a time. But now I'm the sad and lonely one.
After this recording session, our master tape is ready. The song that was composed in 1929, like this.
Am I blue? Am I blue?
Emerges three decades later as the brand new record everyone hopes will be a million seller.
Am I blue?
good boy. Sun shines down to come to town. Set your body free to come to town. Hold me tight, my love, tonight. Tell me you'll be mine. Everybody, summertime love, you remember me. Everybody, summertime love, be my lover, be my baby. Boys, 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 I'm looking for a good time. Boys, 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 get ready for my love. Boys, 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 I'm looking for a good time. I'm ready for your love. Stay around, the sun goes down. Stay around, the sun goes down. Babe, I'm feeling right. Take the chance, the love romance. Have some fun tonight. Everybody, summertime love, you remember me. Everybody, summertime love, be my lover, be my baby. Boys, 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 I'm looking for a good time. Boys, 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 get ready for my love. Boys, I'm looking for a good time. Boys, I'm ready for your love. Boys, 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 I'm dreaming of you. Boys, boys, I'm thinking about you. Everybody, summertime love, you remember me. Everybody, summertime love, be my lover, be my baby. Boys, 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 I'm looking for a good time. Get ready for my love. Hey, boys, I'm looking for a good time. Boys, I'm ready for your love. And I'm looking, 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 looking for a good time. And I'm looking, looking, looking for a good time. Boys, I'm ready for your love.
My style can't be duplicated or recycled.
I am a traveler. A wonder.
I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a human radio station.
Dante's Hot Tub with your host, Juan Rapido.
What a bummer!
On Radio Valencia, Wednesday, 8 to 10.
Countdown, take me away!
Thank you very much. You've been a delightful audience.
Thought Jimmy Page was a god.
Double X kids are
to Zeppelin all day, Zeppelin all day, Zeppelin all day, Zeppelin all day, Zeppelin all day. You thought Jimmy Page was a god.
Email trouble. lot of problems.
So is that why your nickname was General Butt Naked?
Seek professional help.
Even Papua New Guineans from the coast find life in the highlands pretty wild.
If the enemy dares to invade even an inch, the Revolutionary Armed Forces, where the whole country has been turned into an impregnable fortress, and the whole people have been equipped with arms, will smite aggressors mercilessly.
Nose hair, lint gland.
Este es el programa número uno.
With Karen Carpenter and Dr. Fiasco, Wednesdays from 10 p.m. to midnight on Radio Valencia.
Yeah.
But love is all that matter after all. We're happy every time we make a friend. And we're happy dream and dream that never ends. We greet each morning with a song. And most of all, we get along. Why let your life go by?
Excuse me.
Yeah?
Do you know how to do laundry?
What?
Well, this is a laundromat, right?
Yeah.
Well, I've never done laundry before, and I don't know how.
You're kidding.
No.
Well, the instructions are on the inside of the lid.
Inside the lid?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, thanks. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, inside the lid, eh? Let's see. Ah, there we are. To wash clothes, follow these five easy steps. Okay. Number one, put clothes in machine. All right. Number two, put in detergent. Okay. Number three, close lid.
Into the start of the day.
is Dr. Howland Owl, and I would like to invite you to be our guest on the Ask Dr. Hal show, live on radio, on listener-supported RadioValencia.fm. Every Friday night from 10 p.m. until midnight, and sometimes beyond, the show is happening. And I'd like you to be there to experience the wonder, the terror, the savagery and splendor, the baffling incomprehensibility of this absolutely unique radio program. Oh, I know I could give a better description than that, but you just have to listen to know and to hear the special voices of my special guests. That's the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on radio, Friday night, 10 to midnight, on RadioValencia.fm.
Oh, she She is ghostly, ghostly, clearly the most different girl I've ever seen. Truly, coolly, every day's a holiday when I'm with her, a holiday, yes, every day with her is Halloween.
The night may be warm, or it may be cold. I'm a man who needs someone, a woman to hold. I'm a loner with problems, many so small. But small problems in millions is no living ball. I need someone to cling to help me to bear these troubles and heartaches that tease, drive, and dare. I don't know a woman, and yet I crave on. My mind tells my body, don't stand there, get one. Then all of a sudden, I'm no longer clean. I'm a mass of wild muscle, a human machine. My body is reckless, my mind unaware. In these moments of madness, I fight, claw, and tear. Then all is quiet, and I'm me again. I've done wrong without knowing, and caused so much pain. At last I am captured, no longer to roam. The state penitentiary will now be my home. And the worst thing that happens here in the clink is that you go out of your mind as you start to think. My mind's in a frenzy, my body in fright. And so now I've been labeled strangled in the night. Strangled in the night.